Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the space where we get real, get honest, and grow into the version of ourselves we know we were born to be. All right, let's have a heart-to-heart today. Let me ask you this, and I want you to really sit with it. Do you ever feel like you're living for everyone except yourself? Like maybe you're saying yes to things you don't want to, choosing the safe path because it makes your parents proud, staying quiet when you want to speak up, and constantly carrying this pressure to be what others expect while your true self is buried underneath somewhere? If you're nodding right now, I want you to know this. You are not broken. You are just disconnected from you. I used to be the ultimate people pleaser. I would smile, say yes, show up even when I was exhausted, out of alignment, and honestly, slowly losing myself. But here's what I had to learn the hard way. You are not here to shrink. You are not here to perform. You are here to be the most radiant, honest, unfiltered version of you. And today, we're going to break it all down. Why we struggle to find our true selves, how to know when you're living for others, and how to start living for you with boldness, peace, and alignment. So grab your favorite drink, light your candle, get cozy, and let's dive in. Why we struggle to find our true self. Let's be real. So many of us are walking around feeling disconnected from who we are. But why? From the moment we're born, we start being molded by our family, by our culture, by society. We're praised for being good, polite, obedient, and safe. Not bold, not loud, not real. And slowly but surely, our inner voice gets quiet. We trade authenticity for approval. Here are some of the most common reasons we lose ourselves. Society and family expectations. Maybe you were raised to believe your worth came from what you achieved, how you looked, or how successful you became. Fear of judgment. Maybe you held back on making bold decisions because you didn't want to disappoint anyone or be labeled too much. Chronic people pleasing. You've spent so long trying to be liked, accepted, or needed that you don't even know who you are outside of the roles you've played in your life. Disconnection from self. When you're constantly chasing validation, there's no room to actually feel your own truth. But guess what? Your true self has never left. She's still inside of you, waiting for permission to rise. Let's check in for a second. Here are a few signs that you might be living for others instead of yourself. You second guess your choices because you don't trust your own voice. You constantly need other people's input before making a decision. You agree to things even when your gut says no. You feel like a different person depending on who you're with. You feel emotionally drained after social interactions. You keep wondering, why am I not happy? Even though your life looks good on the outside. Sound familiar? If you're recognizing yourself in any of these signs, I want you to breathe this in. It's not too late to come home to yourself. You don't have to keep performing. You're allowed to choose you. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been listening and thinking, I'm so ready to become the best version of myself, I've got something for you. The Glow Up Guide Starter Kit is my free gift to help you begin your personal growth journey with clarity, confidence, and intention. Inside, you'll get mindset shifts, daily rituals, journal prompts, and affirmations to help you step into your best self, starting today. It's totally free. Just head to the link in the show notes and grab yours. Now, back to the episode. 5 steps to find your true self and start living authentically. All right, love, let's get into this. How to stop living for others and start building a life that feels like yours. Step 1, reflect on what truly makes you happy. Ask yourself some of these questions. If no one else's opinion mattered, what would I be doing? Who would I be? What lights me up? Not what impresses others, but what fills my soul? Here's a journaling prompt for you to work on reflecting on what truly makes you happy. If I didn't need approval from anyone, I would fill in the blank. Step 2, let go of the fear of judgment. People will always have opinions. Let them. You can't control what others think, do, see, or say about you. Let them have opinions. But they don't live your life. You do. So start asking, am I doing this because it's aligned with me or because I'm afraid to be judged? Here's an affirmation to help with step 2. I choose alignment over approval. Step 3, release the shoulds and rewrite your own rules. Write a list of all the shoulds that you've been carrying. I should be married by now. I should have a stable job. I should act more like blank. Then ask, who told me this? And do I even believe it myself? Cross out the ones that don't serve you. Give yourself permission to rewrite your own story. Step 4, reconnect with yourself daily. Spend time alone, journal, walk, meditate, just sit in silence. When you quiet the noise, your intuition gets louder. Ask yourself daily, what do I need today? And then start honoring your own needs before anyone else's. Step 5, make small, brave decisions for you. You don't need to flip your whole life overnight. Start with one tiny act of authenticity. Say no to something that you don't want to do. Wear what you love. Share something honest. Do what feels right, even if it doesn't make sense to others. Each small decision builds self-trust. And self-trust, that's the foundation of your glow up. I remember a season of my life where everything looked fine on the outside, but inside, I felt hollow, numb, confused. I was making decisions for everyone except me. I said yes when I wanted to say no. I tried to be the daughter, the friend, the partner, the perfect woman that others expected. And in doing that, I lost myself. I kept asking myself, why am I so unhappy? Until one day I sat down with my journal and I wrote, what do I want? Like really, really want. And then the truth came out. I wanted to be free. I wanted to stop performing. I wanted to know what I actually liked, loved, believed in, valued, and desired. So I started small, saying no without guilt. This was probably the hardest for me and still can be. Spending time alone, reconnecting with my own voice day by day, finding and figuring out who I truly was, what I truly wanted out of my own life, and things that brought me happiness. And then I realized something so powerful. When you stop trying to be everything for everyone, you finally become everything you were meant to be for you. when you stop focusing on what others expect out of you and trying to control if they are happy or not, and you don't put that burden on yourself, thinking it's your job to control other adults' reactions, feelings, or emotions, you finally are able to start focusing on your own. Sitting with yourself and getting to know the authentic you, what really aligns with you and your soul. So I want you to know this. You're not selfish for choosing yourself. You are not wrong for wanting more. You are allowed to live your life your way. All right, my love, that's a wrap on today's episode. If your heart needed this, I want you to do two things. Screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at GlowUpGuideCollective and tell me, what's one way you're choosing to live more authentically this week? And two, if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you never miss a new drop of inspiration and truth from Glow Up Guide Collective. And remember this, you are never meant to blend in. You are born to stand out. The real you, she's magnetic. She's powerful. She's already enough. All you have to do is let her rise. I'm proud of you. I believe in you. And I'll see you in the next one. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.